BI. So, someone on your product team just shipped a feature. No design doc, no architecture review, no ticket, really, just vibes. An AI coding assistant and a suspiciously confident pull request, and honestly, it kind of worked. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, vibe coding. If you haven't heard this term yet, you will. It's the practice of sitting down with GitHub Copilot or Cursor or Claude, typing something like build me a dashboard that shows user activity and just seeing what comes out. No spec, no architecture meeting, BI, no 3-week design sprint, just prompts, intuition, and momentum. And product teams everywhere are doing it right now, whether their engineering leads know about it or not. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't a fringe thing anymore. It's happening at startups, at mid-sized SaaS companies, at teams inside big enterprises who are tired of waiting 6 weeks for an engineer to have bandwidth. PMs are vibe coding. Designers are vibe coding. Someone in sales ops is vibe coding a CRM integration right now and feeling absolutely unstoppable about it. And the core appeal is real. AI. You can go from what if we tried this to here's a thing you can actually click on in a day. That's not nothing. That's actually kind of remarkable. But here's the thing. The speed is the point, and also the problem. Because what tends to happen is this. Someone builds a prototype in a sandbox. It works. Someone shows it to a customer, the customer loves it, and then quietly, without anyone real deciding to do it, that prototype becomes the product. No security review, no privacy check, no one thinking about what happens when it breaks at 2 in the morning. The vibe-coded artifact just drifts into production. And now you have prototype-grade code running on real user data, with no owner, no on-call rotation, and a dependency on a library someone grabbed from an AI suggestion that hasn't been updated since 2021. And honestly, I think this is one of the most important operational challenges in product development right now. Not because vibe coding is bad, it's not, it's genuinely powerful for discovery. The risk isn't the speed, the risk is the uncontrolled transition. AI, the moment exploratory code becomes someone's problem at scale without anyone explicitly choosing that. The smart teams are figuring out that the answer isn't to ban it, it's to contain it. Separate environments, clear phase labels, exploration is exploration, pilot is pilot, production is production. You put gates between them, not walls, and you make the gates lightweight enough that people actually use them instead of routing around them. But here's the thing, while everyone is debating whether vibe coding is reckless or revolutionary, something quieter is happening underneath all of it. AI, the tools themselves are changing the math on what good enough even means. Story number two. Because the real shift isn't just that developers are moving faster, it's that non-developers are moving at all. Product managers and designers are now genuinely capable of building things that users can interact with. Not polished production features, but real testable, clickable artifacts. And that changes the entire upstream conversation about what engineering time is for. Think about what this means. AI. Historically, the bottleneck in early product discovery was that you needed an engineer to build anything worth testing. Now you don't. And if you're a PM or a designer who's been frustrated by that bottleneck for years, vibe coding feels like being handed a superpower, which is why it's spreading so fast and why governance conversations are so awkward. You're essentially telling people to slow down something that finally made them feel effective. The teams getting this right are treating AI behavior and prompts the same way they treat UX design, as first-class artifacts. AI version your prompts, evaluate them, build guardrails. Don't just ship a feature that calls an LLM and hope it says something reasonable. Because in healthcare, in finance, in legal workflows, it usually works is not a compliance posture. It's a liability. The organizational risk here is real too. Some squads running full governance, others vibe coding directly into production, and you end up with this uneven patchwork of reliability across your product surface. AI. Customers don't know which parts were built carefully and which parts were built on a Tuesday afternoon with a lot of caffeine and an AI that was feeling helpful. They just know when something breaks. Quick hits before we go. Cursor just crossed $1 billion in annualized revenue, which tells you everything about how fast AI coding tools are being adopted. Anthropic published new guidance on responsible deployment of Claude in agentic workflows, which is worth a read if your team is building anything that takes actions autonomously. AI. And someone on Hacker News pointed out that the real governance problem with vibe coding isn't the code, it's the data. Specifically, all the real customer information getting pasted into external LLM APIs by people who didn't read the privacy policy, which, yeah, that's the one that keeps security teams up at night. So here's what today is really about. Speed is not the enemy of quality. Invisibility is the teams that will actually win with AI-assisted development are the ones who make the transitions explicit. AI, who say out loud, this is an experiment, this is a pilot, this is production, and here's what's required to move between them. Not because process is sacred, but because your users deserve to know which version of your team built the thing they're trusting with their data. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.